Hi, I'm Jakey, and I love baseball. So when it came time for me to do my bar mitzvah project, I decided to interview the neighborhood friends and family about baseball. Please tell me a little bit about yourself before I start the interview.
Yeah, my name is Herb Foster. On January 31st of this month, the year, 17, I'll be 90 years old. I grew up in Brooklyn, lived in Rockland County for 12 years, and then Buffalo for 30 years, and in 1998, I moved to Martha's Vineyard. And from February 20th of 1946, I volunteered, I joined the Army, and served a year and a half, and ended up in the Army of Occupation of Japan with Headquarters Company, 34th Infantry Regiment, 24th Infantry Division.
Okay, sounds like an exciting story.
It is.
So, what was the happiest moment that you've had that involved baseball?
Well, can I say football?
Yeah, please, okay. Any sport.
The greatest, the for me, I think the most gratifying time was after I got out of the Army. Mm-hmm. We played what we call sandlot football. We, New York City, they have different parks.
Yeah.
And you organize teams and all that stuff. And I was playing quarterback out of the, I think we used T formation, and I threw a block into a guy, and the guy made a touchdown. My guy made a touchdown.
Wow.
So I felt good that I blocked someone, and my guy made a touchdown.
Yeah.
I think in all my sports, that's probably the greatest feeling I ever had.
To really that you got it done.
Without, yeah, I love that. I was able to block someone and allowed my guy to make a touchdown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you think sports have helped you over the years?
Yes. I was not a very bright kid in elementary school. And all through my life, I'd say I was better than a good athlete. I was a very good athlete. Mm-hmm. And that saved my butt.
Yeah, because you can get...
I went to an all-boys high school, of a New York City vocational school. And really, that I was, from a point of ego and knowing people, being a good athlete, a very, very good athlete,
helpful.
That gave me a good ego. I would say I would have been a better athlete had I really had good coaches and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because even the Army where I played football, I was 18 years old, weighed 164 pounds.
Jeez.
And I was playing football. The coach was, guy just did it part-time. You know, the shooting had stopped, so we didn't have a real coach. So I went and played football. No one ever showed me how to tackle or block or anything.
Yeah, that's...
So had I had, even in high school, I was on a track, and we were in the middle of Manhattan, a school called the New York School of Printing. Okay. A New York City vocational school, and we had a softball team.
Yes, I've heard a lot.
Yeah, so
a lot of softball teams. Yeah.
So I had two letters in softball and track.
Yeah.
I still have my letter upstairs with the picture of the guys on the team.
That's cool. Yeah. So do you think sports have influenced anything in your life?
Yeah, I think it did. I think I was always a team player.
Yeah, that's key.
When I was overseas in a place called Sasebo, Japan, in Kyushu, southern Japan, I went out for the baseball team.
Yeah.
And I made the team, of course. And I was a first baseman like you.
Yeah.
And the catcher got hurt.
So you had to fill in.
I went and played catcher. Oh, and I didn't care.
Yeah.
I played first base, even though I was a righty.
I'm the same.
But I was good. I could pick that ball up and everything. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons I played first base, I had what we called a chicken arm.
Yeah, I can throw, right? But yeah. I can't exactly whip the ball 300 feet. So.
So I had a chicken arm. Yeah.
So,
you know what that is.
Don't yes.
Me? Yeah.
So, did you do, you told me you did some stuff in high school, but did you do, when you were my age, did you do any sports?
Yeah, we played in the streets.
Yeah.
We played a number of sports. First of all, this is pre-World War II.
Yeah.
No one had money. No one had any money. I think a mitt. I'm trying to think of who made the company that made the mitt.
Louis Vuitton.
No, a mitt.
Wilson?
No.
Wilson.
I thought of it the other day. I think it was 75 cents or dollars or something for a mitt. Anyway, we played a number of games competitive. We played something called stickball. Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
We played something called stickball.
Mm-hmm.
Where it was your sword.
Right. Yeah.
And we, there weren't that many cars. So we played in the streets. And we used a ball, a red ball, what was it called? Pink. I'll think of it. And they just started making them again.
Are they the little film ones? No.
It's a ball, I forget what kind
of. A bouncy ball?
Yeah. I forget what it was called. I'll think of it. I was thinking of it the other day. They're starting to make them again.
Yeah.
And if you could hit one or two sewers, you know about how I mean?
Yeah, the sewers, yeah.
Yeah, you were good. And we played competition against other teams. We also played a game called, I can't think today.
Don't worry about
Where you would take the ball, Spalding, that was the name of the ball. And soup ball, we called it. Soup ball.
Soup ball?
S-T.
Stew ball.
No.
Stoop?
Stoop.
S-T-O-O-P.
Stoop was where you sat in front of the apartment house.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Stoop, we call it. S-T-O-O-P or something like that. And so you would take the ball and hit it against the stoop. And the guys would be in the street.
Uh-huh. So there was another interview, they told me about this. I'd never heard of it before. Yeah. It's really cool.
Well, it's generational.
Yeah, you would throw the ball sitting from your apartment onto the sidewalk, right?
No. Let's say this is a stoop.
Uh-huh.
So I stand here and throw the ball against the stoop, the steps.
Yeah.
And then it was a single, a double, a triple, depending upon what the guys could catch it or not.
Wow.
So we played stoop ball. We also played touch football. Now what we did is we got a newspaper.
Yeah.
And we rolled up the newspaper and tied it. It was
and
about
that's what
that
you
round,
used as
and
football.
That was our football. Yeah, we were.
Would you weight it down with anything, or would you just?
No, we rolled it tightly.
Rolled it tightly.
Yeah, and I don't remember whether we taped it or we. Tied it.
Does
but that was our football. We play it. And we had different teams. We would champ different neighborhoods. We'd play different teams. And toward the end, we would get jackets with the name of our club.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, that's what we did. Yeah. We played other games. We played kick the can. We played something called Ringolevio.
What's that?
Ringolevio is where a guy would hide, and you say Ringolevio, and everyone would hide, and he'd go and try to catch you.
So it's like tag hide and seek.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. So he'd catch you, and you say, one, two, Ringolevio, or something. But then you could get to where all the guys were who got caught, and say something, and they'd all be free.
Oh, so it's like. It's a combination of many games.
Yeah. I mean, we made it. And we had one was a tough game called, Johnny on a Pony.
Johnny on a Pony.
Johnny on the Pony. Now, let's say this was a tree over here. So one guy would be like this.
Yeah.
Another guy
would be on the tree.
Another guy.
So all attached. And then.
Yeah. And we'd be across the street. And we'd run and jump on top.
Oh, and you had to leapfrog them?
No, no, we went on top of them.
Oh.
And see if they could hold up five or six of us.
Yeah.
And then we'd say one something something, and if the guy could guess the number, then we would switch sides. So that was another game we played. And always look for a heavy guy to be on your side. But we always had games. And we had a game with knives. They were all, by the sidewalk, there was dirt.
Mm-hmm.
So we played a game called War with a penknife. You throw it down and then that became your territory. And
it does not sound like an amazing idea.
And we played another game we called Emmys, which were marbles.
Marbles, yeah.
We called them Emmys.
Emmys.
And I have some outside. Little wooden boxes that cream cheese came in.
That's where you would put them in. It's kind of like...
No. But you would cut the front and you would cut little holes.
And then the marbles would go
in.
You'd
roll the marbles. Uh-huh. And if you got it in, you maybe get 15 marbles or 5 marbles,
yeah.
Marbles or what it was. And then in high school, and we played... I told you what was, and interesting, at that time, there were many, many lots in Brooklyn, just dirt lots.
Just dirt lots, yeah.
And the city began to build blacktop little parks.
Yeah.
And so we couldn't play the way we used to.
Yeah, because you can't stick that in the...
Well, we didn't have the big open fields anymore.
Yeah.
See, they began to build these little parks.
Well, Yeah, so did you ever go watch professional sports games when you were a kid?
Yeah, not that much.
Not that many.
We couldn't afford that much. But, we used to go up to the polo grounds to watch the New York Giants football team sometimes. And it was funny because we would pay to get in, and there weren't crowds like you have today.
Yeah, no.
So we would pay to go in, and we'd take the subway.
The subway, yeah.
Which cost a nickel.
No.
All the way up to the Bronx. A place called the Polo Grounds, where the Giants played. And then we would tip the usher a half a buck.
Really? You would tip the usher more than you paid to get on the train?
The train, it's a different story. I don't remember what it cost to get into the game. Maybe a half a buck.
Maybe something like that, yeah.
Yeah, I just don't remember. But then we would give the usher a tip, mm-hmm. and we'd sit on the 50-yard line.
Wow.
So we'd pay the cheapest price to get in,
uh-huh.
and then tip the usher, and we would sit there, yeah.
That's kind of...
And it was a different game. I can remember... Now, you look at a pro game today,
uh-huh.
and you see... The guy's got heated seats,
mm-hmm. yeah,
all that kind of stuff, yeah. And I can remember a game where the Giants were playing. I think it was for the championship. It was so foggy, it was snowing or fog,
mm-hmm.
you could hardly see. And the guys were around a big metal drum with a wood fire.
Really?
And that's how they were keeping warm.
Like,
yeah.
Right there.
Yeah, there was this big drum, and it had a wood fire going in there, and that's how the guys would keep them warm.
That's really smart.
And today, you see, they're sitting on benches that are heated.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a whole different game.
Yeah. So,
anyway, when you asked about going, I used to go to a lot of see the Dodgers play.
Dodgers.
Used to go into that, and they had something called the... Not whole club for young people. Mm-hmm. And I was teaching in New York City, and we would get tickets to take the kids to the game.
Oh.
Yeah. One time we got in trouble. We didn't realize it. One of the kids had a camera.
Uh-huh.
And he was taking pictures. Uh-huh. And the sun would reflect off onto the batters.
Oh, so
see,
then...
they couldn't see. So the cops came back. And told us, and the kids stopped it. They didn't, didn't throw us out or anything.
Yeah.
But
honest mistake. Yeah.
Go ahead.
So, did you have a favorite player in any sports when you were growing up? Was there anyone who you...
In fact, I could take up my room. I was a Brooklyn Dodger fan.
Yeah.
I hated the Yankees. Yes. And I hated the Giants.
Yeah.
But my hero was Lou Gehrig.
Lou Gehrig, yeah.
Because he was a first baseman. And I think I liked him. He never had kids. He died young. He was a great athlete and a good family man.
Mm-hmm.
Where a lot of the other guys were drinking and all that kind of stuff. But he was my hero. Even though I hated the Yankees, Lou Gehrig was my hero.
Yeah.
And I have a big, big... They made a postage stamp with Lou Gehrig.
Hmm.
And so I have a big picture of the postage stamp that my daughter had framed for me. It's upstairs.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. So, So, do you enjoy... Well, I assume now you enjoy watching sports more, but did you ever, when you were younger, follow a specific sport?
Yeah, baseball.
Yeah, baseball.
We followed baseball, and we would have contests.
So you would
back and forth. Mm-hmm. What was his batting average?
Yeah.
And you had all kinds of questions, and we would play games like that. And we also had cards.
I was going to say, did you have baseball cards?
Oh, we flipped the baseball cards and played all different ways. I wish I had my baseball cards today. It would be worth a lot of money.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
the old ones.
We did that, yeah.
Yeah.
All baseball cards and stuff. Let me mention college. I never played ball in college.
Never.
I played sandlot football. Which was
Sandlot,
where
we only
had it on teams. I played quarterback. And I went to NYU.
Really?
So I have my bachelor's and master's from NYU. And my doctorate is from Columbia. And I would get into the games and I'd be on the field with the team. I had a thing. I think I wrote for the newspaper or something, but I always managed to get in. And NYU soon after that gave up football.
Why? Just because?
Maybe money, who knows?
Who knows, yeah. You mentioned that you did track?
Yeah, I ran track and I threw the shot put in high school.
Threw the shot put, wow. Yeah, the big ball,
yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah. I have upstairs some cups and things. From when I was an adult, road racing.
So, would you do long distance sprints?
5Ks.
5Ks.
Well, I mean, when I was an adult.
Yeah.
Yeah. The others I would do, I think we did the dashes. But interestingly, our school was in the middle of Manhattan. And the team was, we had black guys, Puerto Rican guys, and we went to Brooklyn to an all-black CYO. You know what CYO is?
CYO, no, I don't know where I've heard
of it.
It's
Catholic Youth Organization. So a couple of the guys, the black guys, or we say colored or Negro guys at the time, were in Brooklyn and running and involved in St. Peter Claver. A black church.
Yeah.
So we would all go there and run, and they had a coach called Mr. B.
Mr. B.
And he coached us. And we used to go to Madison Square Garden running AAU events.
Yeah, AAU events, it's actually still a thing nowadays. Baseball and other sports, they have AAU teams.
But I never, I was not a great runner. I was a better runner in football. I was
better
pretty
football.
Good. But football, I played football for the USO for Fort. After basic training, I went to a place called Fort Monmouth in New Jersey, where I learned how to be a Morse code radio operator.
So you can read Morse code?
Pardon me?
so you can read more
stories. Yeah, I still have a problem reading today, but this was 70 years ago.
Yeah.
I could send it without a problem.
Yeah.
Today, I could send it without a problem, but I would have a problem receiving. Uh-huh. Anyway, played football, and in those days, there were no nose guards. Nose guards hadn't come yet.
No?
No.
Did you have mouth guards?
Nothing.
Nothing.
And they broke. We went up to play West Point Plebes.
Did you have helmets? You must have had helmets.
Yeah, we had it. Well, they had leather helmets to start with.
Leather
helmets. Old-fashioned leather helmets. And we worked out of what was called a single wing.
Single wing?
Yeah. They had a single wing or a double wing. And I was a quarterback, second string quarterback. I never touched the ball. The ball would come to the fullback or the halfback. I led the interference.
That's so you just blocked them?
Yeah. But I'd get killed. I was 164 pounds.
Yeah, it's...
But in those days, we weren't heavy. Anyway, in that game, I played safety. When we were on defense.
I caught
the ball. I had one guy to beat for a touchdown. And he tackled me by taking his hand and breaking my nose.
Jeez.
And the guys piled up.
Yeah, they have a bunch of rules now, like face mask
and all that stuff they're
preventing. But
and that was the way we... And another thing, too. We have four quarters football, right?
Yes.
First quarter, if I came out of the game and a substitute came in, I couldn't come back until the next quarter.
Until the third quarter.
Yeah. And you didn't have offense and defensive teams. You played everything.
You played everything. Yeah.
Offense and defense, yeah.
Yeah, I was about to ask, because you said you played two positions.
Played offense, defense. And then when I got overseas, our infantry division, Red Regiment, replaced the 1st Marine Division. And an infantry regiment had three battalions.
Mm-hmm.
And our three battalions were in a place called Nagasaki.
Which I've heard of.
And we played the Marines in baseball. And I'll never forget. I was batting third or fourth. And in fact, as a kid, I used to bat crosshand.
You bat, really?
Yeah, I started out crosshand, but then I switched to the right way. Yeah, I started crosshand. And the pitcher scared me to death.
Yeah, because they throw so fast.
Yeah.
Like,
well, it was just a little ball. I had never played baseball.
You had always played with the big...
I played softball.
Uh-huh.
So he terrified. I know he struck me out three straight pitches.
Uh-huh.
But it's the third time I hit a home run. And we never played another game.
Never played another game.
Played basketball, but never played another baseball game. That was funny.
Yeah. So, is there anything else you'd like to tell me about...
I'm trying to think of a couple other times I played. I started running as I got older. I love football, by the way.
Yeah.
I love football. I could pass, and which the guy wanted over his right shoulder or left shoulder, I could do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I could really pass. And I was very good at running.
Yeah.
I was shifting.
So that's always nice. How the quarterbacks nowadays, when they come up, all of them are quick and agile, but is, you know, just like 10 years ago, Tom Brady comes up, he's like the slowest one, he's like probably going to be Hall of Fame without a doubt, but now all of these young quarterbacks that are coming up, they're all quick and agile, and...
Yeah, but, and they're also 200 pounds.
They're all, yeah.
I weighed 164 pounds.
Yeah.
Oh, another thing. When I played football in the Army, the U.S. Army, when I was in, was segregated. Do you know what I mean by that?
Sure.
We had white soldiers, with Negro soldiers.
Yeah.
It happened.
Yeah.
Not officially, but that. And our team in Fort Monmouth, of course, it was in the North, Okay. We had a mixed team.
You did? Yeah. Yeah,
we had black guys and white guys.
So is that controversial to some of
no
the people?
No one said anything.
No one cared?
I guess the guy in charge of the camp, the general, said, well, go ahead. And I remember sitting down with a guy from Alabama,
uh-huh.
which is a southern state.
Yeah, right.
And saying, how did you mind playing with Negro guys?
You didn't really.
I asked him, how do you feel about playing? And he thought about it, he said, as long as they do their job, that's okay with me.
Yeah. I'd feel the same way.
Yeah. So that's the way it was then. But I've always been done sports. I love it. Oh, I now hear every year I win a medal in the kayak race.
Kayak race?
Yeah.
Yeah, my family goes kayaking. I want to say we do it more often than we could, but generally we only get out there once or twice a month. But we have a little river that we can go out in our kayaks, and we can get up to a pond, and it's pretty fun, yeah.
Oh, good. Anyway, we have in August, late August, early September, we have a kayak regatta here.
Yeah.
And I must have 15, 20 medals. In my age group, mm-hmm. I always win. No one is as old as I in uh-huh. the race, so I always get medals.
Yeah.
I do that all the time.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. I also, in some of the road races here, mm-hmm. I've won, because there's no one else in my age group.
No one else in your age group, right? Yeah, actually.
Yeah.
So,
trying to think. Any more questions?
No. Thank you so much for being interviewed.
Oh, my pleasure. My
fun. I really appreciate it. All right.